Fake news entered the vernacular during last year's presidential campaign, seemingly as a default from then-candidate Donald Trump when he disagreed with some aspect of coverage he was receiving. And its presence, both as a phrase and as a way to pass the time, has only grown online. One of the latest doses of misinformation was evident in the aftermath of the Las Vegas shootings, with speculation about the shooter ranging from supposed connections to Antifa or communism or ISIS. None of those has been proven true to this point. Misinformation has become increasingly challenging for journalists as well, who've had to reprioritize in certain situations. With me to talk about that is Alexis Monsalves, director of the International Fact-Checking Network at the Poynter Institute. Alexis, how much more time do journalists have to spend on countering misinformation these days?
I'd say a lot of time. I'd say in breaking news situations, journalists need to sift through a lot more noise than they once used to. Now, the flip side of that, of course, is that they can find a lot more genuine content from the place they are trying to cover a lot faster. So it's essentially journalism as usual, but you just need to do a bit of both a lot more.
Are there certain methods you feel like are working better these days as we know more about how to counter the misinformation?
I think that we need to be on the platform where people are distributing the misinformation. So if we see it on Twitter, we need to be responding to the viral tweets. If we see it, as is the case especially outside of the United States, in WhatsApp groups, we need to be recruiting people to share back within those groups fact checks indicating that certain claims are actually hoaxes.
Someone like Alex Jones may be different from someone who is just at home and putting out misinformation or retweeting things that are false, but is there a collective motivation there? Do you think that whether someone has a network of his own or someone who's just doing it by him or herself, is there a similar motivation for trying to spread this kind of misinformation?
There are a variety of different motives behind spreading misinformation, and not all of them, I should say, malicious, right? People want to feel part of a collective event. And so if they see someone saying, I lost my sister, or this is a photo of my cousin who was in Vegas, please retweet to help find him, they are doing that out of a sense of sharing, of supporting. Of course, then there are both political and financial motives. Political motives are to muddy the waters, to blame others rather than let sort of justice do its course. And then we shouldn't forget the financial motives. Getting a viral tweet and collecting a lot of followers through these events means that the next time that your network of bots is tweeting links to your website or to your clients' websites, you will have a larger audience, you will bring more people to the website, you will have more clicks and more ad revenue. So each of these motivations has a different solution, right? The sort of well-intentioned sharing of hoaxes can be addressed with more digital literacy. The question of bots and ad revenue is a problem of the platforms first and foremost. Politically motivated and otherwise motivated, willing misinformation does need to be addressed head-on by the media.
Yeah, forgive me if some of those aspects of motivation make me feel a little bit slimy, even hearing you talk about them.
Yeah. It's really, you know, when you see people claiming that someone they know is in the mass shooting when they know that that's not the case, and they're therefore diverting the attention from actual people who may be looking for information and for whom Twitter can be one of the sole ways in which to try and grasp something about what's going on. Yeah, I would say that's a pretty terrible act.
Is there anything different about the misinformation that is spread after a tragic shooting like Las Vegas than there would be just about, I don't know, spreading something about a particular candidate that may not be flattering but ultimately isn't going to matter to swaths of people?
I mean, I think because we've gone sort of down a dark path, I want to see the positive side, which is with breaking news situations, a very simple tool like reverse image search, which allows you to see whether a photo has been shared on the internet before, becomes so much more powerful. Because if you see that a photo that claims that it's from right now in Vegas, or right now in Barcelona, or right now in Nice, Paris, Brussels, Istanbul, wherever, if you see that that photo has actually been online for weeks, months, or years, as many of these have been, you can more easily understand that that's not a real photo. And so I think with greater understanding of such basic tools, we can be better equipped to reduce the amount of garbage that flows during breaking news situations.
Alexis Monsalves is director of the International Fact-Checking Network at the Poynter Institute.